Let's see how fast I can do the intro. Okay. Welcome to Story Top
Number 4
with Sweetie Bone. Okay. Ready? Go. Kiss.
Yeah. Let's talk about some music.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Number 4. I can't believe it. I've never been this consistent with anything in my entire life. Except maybe, never mind. Okay. This week we got Shuggie. And I'll tell you a little bit about Shuggie. He's a baby thug. He's like, every crew's got a baby thug. You don't know. They're the sneaky ones. Like, they never got to full height, so they have this inferiority complex, picked on in school. They're the ones to watch out for, though. Stab you. Anyways, he's a baby thug, adopted by a gay couple, John and Bob. They wanted to, reach out to the community, whatever. Okay. Shuggie. And boy, does he fuck up. Okay. John and Bob were making sandwiches. They were also trying to make a new life together. Each one had a felony record, but, we don't talk about that. Bob made egg sandwiches. John made peanut butter sandwiches. I wonder what that says about their personality. Eggs and peanut butter. The mind of a felon. By Yom Kippur. Okay. Yum, thought Shuggie. He smokes so much that even his thoughts have lung cancer at this point. So, just go with it. John got a big basket. Bob put the sandwiches in the basket. Get the fuck in the basket, Shuggie. We ain't got time for lollygagging, getting all silly fresh. Hand me your chains. No! Hand me your fucking chains.
Okay.
So Shuggie climbed in the basket, and he wrapped himself in PB&Js like a little quilt. How cute.
Come on, Shuggie,
said John. We're going to the seaside, back where it all started. Remember, Bob? Yeah. I spent about 15 years remembering fucking seaside. Shuggie got in the car. Then Bob and John got in.
Ooh, so excited.
Back to the seaside where I took your hand and then I took your dick and then the rest is history. You put the fucking radio on? Thank you.
Back where it all began.
Psst. Fuck this. They got out of town. They drove past fields, farms, fanny packs, fun zones, funerals, fuck shacks, and the cast of Family Matters. Shuggie stuck his little peepee out in the air.
You smell that?
That's my peepee.
Oh, is that what that smell is? I thought it was the smell of I'm fucking 47 and I live with two gay men. How about some humility, bitch?
We're here! The seaside! Ooh! Said John.
As far as the eye could see, nothing but men. And a few ladies that used to be men. Accept it. John and Bob sat on their blanket. They ate the sandwiches.
Shuggie ain't gonna have a sandwich.
I used to fucking shave motherfuckers for 8 cents. You think I'm having PB&J?
Shuggie, you just a little thug. You need to quit your thugging. We at my beach now.
Whew, said John.
You're talking to me like I ain't never stared a little long shifty in the face and gave it a kiss. I spent 2 months in juvie, bro. That's all I did.
Oh, really? What the fuck were you doing in juvie? That was like 3 years ago. Oh, because you're little. You little pussy. Shut up. You know what? Let's clear this up right now, okay? Everybody, everybody, everybody on this beach. Okay, I got your attention way down there. Okay, let's do our chant for Shuggy. Show him our solidarity. 1, 2, 3. We can do whatever we want to do. If we want to touch, then you can take a poo. Get away, don't want to talk to you. Because we are really cool, and you never graduated school.
Oh, I need to go take a shit, thought Shuggy.
Shuggy ran down to the water. His little Latino titties were bouncing everywhere. He's finally growing into them. He walked into the water, and he looked around him. How ironic. He was in the sea, but he was also in a sea of men. Seamen! Shuggy didn't see a big wave coming.
Oh, fuck!
The wave hit him.
Oh, help me, Olegi!
Oh, no.
Shuggy saw some kids rolling up a sweet fatty.
Oh, damn, I need that. I will do that.
No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. This is our fatty. This is our fatty.
We worked 3 days in a row at Chubby Checker's Biscuit Brown Derby Melt to get this fatty, and you ain't touch it. Shuggy ran at them at full speed.
Oh, no.
But he tripped, and he dug his face right into the sand.
Hurry up. Get behind him. Nobody's looking.
Shuggy didn't see who was coming up behind him.
Oh, no, just like Juvie. Go away, puppy. 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 Go away, puppy.
Damn, good thing you put that Quaalude up his uphole.
Yeah.
Hey, that looked like fun over there,
said a little fancy nanny in the distance.
I want to do that.
Move out the way. Suddenly, the sea of men was parted, and a Norwegian named Gulio Gulio came strolling through the crowd.
I got crabs, but they ain't gonna stop me, okay? I've been waiting my turn.
He dug his nose down deep.
Oh, boy.
Shuggy fucked up. Shuggy didn't see that big crab baby coming.
Gucci, 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 Gucci!
Old little Gulio Gulio reached around and pinched Shuggy's nose.
You want to smell what this cock is cooking? Oh my god. You don't want to smell what this cock is cooking, bro.
Oh!
Said Shuggy.
That was a 1-2 thug titty punch.
Shuggy was wet all over, and his nose hurt.
Let go of it, let go of it, let go of it, please. Let go, let go, uh-oh, let go, let go. I'm having a bad time, he thought. I just wanted to have fun.
Shuggy passed out. Too many Quaaludes. Shuggy passed out.
Damn, those drugs kicked in finally.
God. This is the only fun going on this beach. There's a fucking wiener every 2 inches. But we gotta feed this guy Quaaludes. Okay. Eventually, Shuggy came out of the haze.
Get your hands away from me, Nancy.
Hey, where the fuck am I? Okay.
I need a hot dog.
He'd been dreaming about hot dogs. Lots of hot dogs. He dreamed he was walking on a sea of hot dogs and just grabbing them and yanking them like he was in a, what do they call that? A field of dreams. No. a meadow with flowers everywhere. And he's just grabbing hot dogs, running through. And, of course, you know, he woke up. He was grabbing on a couple fellows. Because that's how dreams work. You think you're, you know, innocent fun and you're getting hammered. Okay.
Ah!
Said a seagull. A seagull flew down and Shuggy fucking cracked that thing's neck like a wishbone on Daddy's Day. Shuggy saw ice cream cone. Mmm. Shuggy thought. The seagull flew down and grabbed the cone. Give me the cone, 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 give me. Then Shuggy saw something on the sand.
Oh, damn, is that another suck, baby?
And then he dropped a little poopy. Shuggy walked over. It was not a thug baby as he imagined. It was actually a little, I mean, it was big for what it was. It was a poopy. It was a turd, whatever. A little, you know, the brown castle. Oh, this is a good smell. He poked it with his nose.
Mmm.
Mmm. He took a little bite of the corn.
Oh, this is so good, he thought. It reminds me of Chewy. I feel so safe and warm with my... I feel so safe and warm in it, wrapped in it.
Shuggy sniffed and sniffled.
You... I love it, I love it.
Shuggy rolled on the sand.
Now I'm having fun.
Oh, no, yelled John.
Oh, no,
yelled Bob.
That's stinky, yelled John. Stop it, Shuggy, stop it, stop it, Shuggy, stop it, Shuggy, Shuggy, Shuggy.
Shuggy didn't hear John and Bob.
They're going to pull me out of this? This is my only enjoyment. Shuggy loved that poopy smell. He rolled in it and he rolled in it till the sun went down. Like Johnny's drawers on a Friday fanny night.
Oh,
said a seagull. He dove at Shuggy.
Can you come get me?
Okay. Shuggy rolled up in that poop.
Protect me, poopy! Protect me, poopy!
Shuggy tried to hide under that poopy, but you can't hide in poopy. I was in Boy Scouts. I mean, they told me that. Few times. Mistakes.
Oh no!
Yelled John. Said Bob.
You smell bad, said John.
Okay, fucking lay off, said Bob. I told you, I have odor problems.
Give me the head and shoulders.
John and Bob packed up. Oh, they packed up all right. They took the blanket, they took the basket. They grabbed their noses, they grabbed their peepees, and they got out of there. We're going to the next fanny beach. You stink, Shuggy.
I don't stink. It's the poop that stinks. I smell wonderful.
The end. Wow, that, you're still with me after that one, folks. God bless you. All right. I'm going to go recover from that. Till next week. Peace.
Mysterious titties.